losing a loved one is one of the most difficult things we have to deal with as humans. In the physical sense, we may not be able to meet and speak to the person who has passed on. However, there are certain actions we can observe to maintain our relationship with the deceased person and to continue benefiting the marhum. I'd like to share with you 5 such actions. The first is to make dua for forgiveness for the deceased. In the verse of Surah Hashr, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان. The believers are those who make dua, O Allah, forgive us and our brothers who have passed on before us in faith. And do not leave in our hearts any grudges towards those who believe. O Allah, you are indeed full of kindness and the most merciful. We need to establish a daily habit of making dua for the deceased from your family and from the entire ummah. The second practice that we should observe is Isalu Thawab. Isalu Thawab is to perform a virtuous act and grant the reward to any person alive or deceased. This is not only permissible, but in fact it is encouraged. There was an occasion where someone came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, O Nabi of Allah, my father has passed on and left some wealth and did not make a wasiyat. So will it atone for his evil deeds if I give charity on his behalf? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes. There was also a lady who came and said, my mother passed away and did not perform hajj. Will it benefit her if I make hajj on her behalf? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes. So any act of worship we observe, whether physically or monetary in nature, we can transfer the reward to our deceived loved ones, and inshallah this will be a means of tremendous benefit for them. The third practice we can observe is sadaqatun jariyatun, a continuous reward. To do a certain action that would result in continuous reward even after the demise of a person. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the rewards of good deeds that will reach a person after his death is ilmun, that knowledge, allamahu wa nasharahu, that a person taught and spread. Similarly, pious children that a person leave, and then a copy of the Quran that one may place in a place where people would benefit from it, or a masjid that a person may have built, or a shelter for the travelers, a well or a river that a person may have dug out, or any sort of charity that would benefit people after one's demise. So these are the actions that we can do in our lifetime, and we would attain the reward even after we've left this world. Similarly, if we do these actions on behalf of our deceased, then they will receive the continuous reward. The fourth thing is visiting the graveyard. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Zuruha, visit the graveyard, fa innaha tudhakkirul akhirah. It reminds one of the akhirat. One may visit the graveyard at any time. However, it is preferable for one to visit the graveyard on a Friday. And the fifth thing is to maintain the relationships of the deceased. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Inna abarral birri silatul walad ahlu wuddi abi. The finest act of goodness on the part of a son is to treat the loved ones of his father kindly. Regularly visit, phone or message the friends and family of your marhum father or mother and all those who have passed on. This will be a means of keeping the memories alive and strengthening relationships. We should not see death as the end of our relationship with our deceased loved one, but rather the beginning of a new kind of relationship. May Almighty Allah grant all the deceased complete forgiveness and grant the surviving family members patience.